So with that, without any further ado, let's talk about the 9 strategies for thinking bigger. The very first one that we're going to talk about is that there needs to be a strong core belief that you can start to think bigger. Now, my belief is that I cannot do that in isolation, and I need to do it with other people. And so I will tell you first and foremost that I have a tremendous mentor. His name is Alan Weiss, and he is a mentor to consultants. And he runs an international community where there are over 700 consultants who are solo practitioners or running large companies. But Alan is the person that I look to say, who does a truly extraordinary job within the consulting world? And Alan is a consummate thinking bigger type of person. And so if you look at the very first recommendation I have for you, if you want to start thinking bigger and if you want to cultivate a bigger belief that you can, I ask you to find who is an extraordinary exemplar for you of someone who thinks bigger. Who is someone that you've either seen on either on campus or in your personal life, who that whenever you're around them, they are always elevating the conversation to another level. So this is someone who has achieved something extraordinary, and I suggest that you study them and that you do not reinvent the wheel. So suggestion number one, find an extraordinary exemplar. And number two, recognize also that thinking bigger, for the most part, is about taking an idea and perfecting it as opposed to starting from scratch. The vast majority of big thinkers that I have seen have taken one idea and said, I can make that even better. Steve Jobs did it with the mouse. Number three, recall a big success and what people said to you and what you said to yourself. When I had the distinct pleasure of talking with Roger Staubach on at his speech conference, one of the things that I did was I actually sat down and listened to what other people had said about my speech versus Roger Staubach's speech, and I took that and I started to create a file, which is number 4, that I can add to things frequently about what people said to me when I'm doing my best work, and that I choose to focus on what people are telling me is working well. And so I have an electronic file where when someone says something, it automatically goes into it, and when I'm tired, when I'm kind of worn down, I pull that file up or open it up, and I take a look at it. So the fourth thing to think bigger is to create a file where you have a repository of the things that you do well and what people are saying to you. Number 5, read, watch, and immerse yourself in the biographies of people who achieved something extraordinary and determine what can you learn, what can you adopt, and what can you experience from them. For me, the book John Adams was one of those books where this just sheer tenacity of John Adams and his commitment to the United States and to the process that we as a young country were going through was absolutely inspiring to me. And so the first thing I took away from that is tenacity towards something that you believe in strongly is really important. Number 6, surround yourself with big thinkers. I was talking to Sean Mike before we got started, and I was on a conference call yesterday with 3 of my associates. I was sharing with them a new business idea that I have, and they helped me to think bigger because they're bigger thinkers. And so I think that if you're surrounding yourself with people who repeatedly try to make things smaller, that's one of the things you need to eradicate. You need to spend time with people who are thinking bigger. Number 7, review your calendar every morning and choose one task or one appointment and choose to think bigger about it. Take one idea and say, how do I make this even bigger than what we're currently experiencing on campus? And I think that to serve that and to be in service of that, we'll look at number 8, which is Proverbs 4, verse 2, which is let God renew your mind because your life is shaped by your thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the common themes that I will have throughout this entire teleconference is that how you think about things and how you perceive them is going to have a direct correlation to what you experience.